Hi everybody and welcome to Stoke the Fire with Pamela Cuccinell and myself, Susie Mazzoli. Welcome to, can you believe it? It is already like nearly halfway through the year. I certainly can't believe it. It's June the 12th, Monday, June the 12th, 2017. And on Stoke the Fire, what we do every week on a Monday is Pamela Cuccinell provides for you an overview of the week, an astrological overview, a forecast. And this will help you, of course, to navigate the incredible curves and wonderful opportunities provided to us by the cosmos. And I provide to you some all sorts of different babble, some spiritual babble and some practical babble. And I do a channeling with the master teachers, which is a very powerful meditation, energetic activation, which is really tapping into the higher self. And to find out more about us and to find more about what we offer, you can go to stokethefire.guru. And we also have there a membership program where you can receive a wonderful little succinct version of the forecast and the meditation every week delivered to your email box with a kiss and a hug. And we have a special subscription right there, which you'll find on Stoke the Fire. And also every now and then we offer some very special programs to our monthly members, which are available to those members because they are not only already in touch with what's going on, but they're a part of this group that we've been working with now for many, many years. Pam and I have been doing Stoke the Fire, well, every week consistently for something like 4 or 5 years now, Pam. So we've been at it a long time, and Pam and I have been friends for like 17 years now. So I know we can finish each other's sentences. So, Pam, please introduce yourself and let everybody know about your wonderful talents and what you offer.
Okay, well, I'm Pamela Cuccinell, and yes, Susie and I have been doing this for several years, in this lifetime at least. We did develop a very quick and fast friendship when we met, and it's that sort of, oh, you look familiar in some way kind of friendship, which is lovely. I'm a professional astrologer. I'm certified by the National Council of Geocosmic Research, otherwise known as NCGR, and I'm also an examiner for them, for those of you who would like to study more astrology. And I work with people one-on-one, and I do that in ways that's very deep and profound. So if you just want cocktail conversation astrology, I'm not really your girl. I'm your girl if you want to go very deeply into who, why, and what you can be. And that's the work I do. So you can find out about me at insightoasis.com. I work with a lot of self-employed people, entrepreneurs who are figuring out ways to time their life and their launches in ways that just flow. Because there's no point doing something that you put a lot of effort into, like a launch or a convention or a project, and then no one shows up. That's no fun at all. So timing is everything to an astrologer. And I also write about astrological events. And you can find me, as I said, at insightoasis.com. I run a monthly moon gathering in the Westchester, New York area, and I see people in person in the Metro New York area, but can talk to anybody on Skype or phone. So that's my astrological work. My work with Susie here on Stoke the Fire is to do things that get people in touch with their inner flame activity so that they can really feel vital and actualized in this crazy world in which we live. So, Susie, Tell us what you do.
Well, I am doing lots of things as a typical Gemini would do. And primarily I'm a healer. I work as a professional homeopath and I do energetic healing and counseling, and I have a school called the Art of Energetic Healing School. And for many, many years now, I've been teaching hundreds of people and giving them Reiki attunements, and people take a one-year course in energetic healing, how we do it, why we do it, how it works, why it works. And it's a deep year of spiritual growth and I think really empowerment, letting people know how incredibly strong they are from within. So if you're interested in any of my work, it is at SusieMazzoli-healer.com or energyhealingschoolny.com. And I'm also always very busy organizing interviews and trying to get more and more information out there into the world about spirituality and science and consciousness and all of the things that we find fascinating. And you can see some of my work on the Love Now movement, which is, I have several versions of that on YouTube with interviews with very interesting people from around the world. And in fact, this year, in October, we're putting up a new conference now, which is a part of a series that I do every couple of years called Multiple Realities, and that is multiplerealitiesny.com. And this year we have an anthropologist and a curandera, which is a healer, shaman, from Peru, coming from the Amazon jungle. We also have a Native American elder, Grandmother Three Crow, the Amazonian lady. Her name is Ida Zavala Lopez, and she's actually a Wari, indigenous tribes person. And we have all sorts of fascinating people speaking about sacred geometry, Scott Onstott, and the Montauk Project, and plasma healing, and wow, the list goes on and on and on. And so the tickets are selling fast, so folks, please, we're not advertising this, it's not going public, it's just going through the avenues where our speakers and presenters are already in the public eye. So if you'd like to come and join us, you can join us actually as a live stream, or you can join us in person. So, Pam, there is so much going on in the world, and it's like we have to pedal faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I know you're going to give us, in a couple of minutes, you're going to give us your big astrological forecast for the upcoming week, which for those of you that are new, Pam gives about a 20-minute forecast for what's going on. But just generally, it seems like a lot of information, there's like a lot of unraveling or a lot of information coming to the fore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for people who are new and haven't really heard me talk about this much, pretty much since the turn of the millennium, but certainly as of 2008, we have been under the obvious shift of real changes on our planet. And we all see it. We all know this. You certainly don't need an astrologer to tell you. But what occurred from 2008 to 2012 was a rare geometric configuration in the sky. And every time it happens, we see profound evolutionary changes on the planet. And that was between Uranus. Uranus was the sky god, god of revolution, change, and independence, freedom. And that planet was at 90 degrees from our perspective to Pluto, god of transformation and death, irrevocable transformation. So those two energetic forces, when they are at odds and in astrology, a 90-degree angle is considered a hard aspect. It's tensions against one another. And what it does is it creates something that's new, because when you have friction, you create something that's new. So for somebody who's born with that in their astrological horoscope, any kind of 90-degree aspect, it's showing points of tension that force a catalyst in some way. In other words, if you have a chart, a horoscope that's just very harmonious and everybody seems like they're getting along, people don't tend to do anything in this lifetime. They sort of coast through life. If you're born with a horoscope that has these tensions at play, your life may not be easy, but you tend to do things. You take action. You make things happen. So the repercussions, because that configuration ended its exact degrees in aspect to one another in 2012, and here we are 5 years later, we still seem to be grappling with the fallout because things have changed. And the problem is that a lot of people aren't really caught up with the change or willing to do the change. And so change is in motion. And it's kind of like when you have a wheel that's spinning very, very fast and certain things are falling off it. And as it gains more and more momentum and goes faster and faster, it eventually spins off whatever it's on or it falls apart. And so the falling apart causes some people panic. How do we rebuild and recreate? So we're seeing economies, we're seeing governments, we're seeing political structures, ways of being that want to hold on to old frames, and they can't. So the big question to all of us is, what does it look like after the change? And that's what we see occurring with big groans as some people try to hold on to status quo and other people want really progressive out there change. And what peace is going to come out of all of this? That's the big question mark. So those are the things that are happening on the planet in just kind of a very broad sense. And then we look on each little piece of that. People who are concerned about the climate, people who are concerned about a living wage. All these little pieces are all being affected by this greater force, which is we are in the throes of basically a spiritual evolution. And are there enough human beings willing to go with big shifts to how we used to live? Or do people want to put their head in the sand?
And people could be putting their head in the sand and not even doing it by choice. It might just be naturally happening too.
Right. So, well, there's that too. I mean, we're talking on blog radio. We have the luxury of streaming, which, again, is something that could disappear overnight. So we consider ourselves able to give voice and throw out ideas, but in other countries, places in the world, or even within here, we're in the United States, people don't have the freedoms. So you're right.
Yeah, like I was just listening that in China now, there's a regulation where to go onto the internet, you need to provide your name, you know, all of your data, all of your information to the government to get online. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very special. So, Pam, please let us know what is happening in this coming week so that we can prepare ourselves for the most auspicious surfing of the cosmic waves, this week being June the 12th. I have such difficulty saying that. June the 12th, 2017. 17, and I just have to put it out there. This is my birthday week, so I'm very interested to hear what's happening.
Yes, birthday season. Absolutely. Yeah. Hello, Gemini's birthday season. So June 12th, the moon is in the sign of Aquarius at the time of this broadcast. And when the moon is in Aquarius, yes, things kind of want to shake up and be different. So people who have a lot of air in their horoscope, Geminis, Aquarians, Libras, those people kind of get in the groove when the moon is in Aquarius, some more than others, depending on how closely aligned they are with that energy. So basically what's going on is we're in a place where we want to stimulate ideas when the moon is in Aquarius, and we want to do things that are a little more out of the box. And even those who are a bit more conservative may find themselves like, huh, that's interesting. So moon in Aquarius is ideas, conversation, disruption at times, and depending on your comfort zone with those things, this is a nice little clip of days, or it's, oh no, not that again. And so it just depends where you're at. Tonight is really great for cooking thoughts, for if you're on the net or online, be aware, because you could stay up later than you really want to, because everything looks very interesting when the moon is in Aquarius. Conversations just go, go, go. For anyone who is in the midst of a project or an idea, we have a nice little period of time where things are really able to move along, especially since the moon is waning now, so it's going from full to new. Especially anything that you're finishing up. So it's a wonderful time to put the bow on, get things off your desk, move through concepts or ideas or conversations that have been in process, and also just decide, hey, what am I shelving for now, because I'm not going to get to it in the next week or so, and I'll look at it again when the moon is new. So it's really a wonderful period for fast editing, fast movement, fast decisions. Now, Tuesday the 13th has some little stressful pieces. In the morning, you or someone near you may feel a sense of, I'm not being recognized, I don't have what I need, things are not coming together in the way I like. If this is something that is a typical reaction for you, it's involving the moon and Venus. So if you're one of those people who often has a sense of things not matching up with your needs being met and what you want. So there's a difference there. We can have our needs met, but it's not necessarily what we want. Classic example is you can be in a nice, very comfortable relationship and your needs are being met, but you want more excitement or things to be a little more lively than they are in the relationship. So that's an example of wants and needs not being met. For some people, this is what they confront a lot. And if that's your birth energy, then part of your job in this lifetime is to figure out how to reconcile those two a little more easily. So for those of you who experience that, you may be experiencing that Tuesday morning. So if it's back to the relationship story I just gave, well, maybe it's time for you to shake the relationship up a little. If your partner is that accommodating, they might be willing to do something that gives you more of what you want, even though they are meeting your needs, but your desire is a little out of sync. So that requires conversation, which is good when the moon is in Aquarius. So if you feel something is a little missing in the morning, ask yourself, what can I do or say? How can I figure this out, problem solve it in a way that might give me a little more of that feeling satisfied with what I want to make happen and yet what actually is happening? For some of us, that might feel very foreign. It's like, what's going on? This isn't my usual experience. And if that's the case, then even better to analyze and problem solve and figure it out. Or you might have a person in your life who's expressing a sense of emptiness. So try to solve the problem. That's the best way to address it, Moon in Aquarius, not just brush it off or objectivize it or get back from a distance and say, well, it seems to me that if you did it this way, because that doesn't usually make someone feel warm and fuzzy. It's more about get down here in the trenches with me and help me figure out this problem. So that being said, there's also a lot of really good energy on Tuesday that indicates problems can be solved and people can come to points of reconciliation. Really, really lucky energy for opportunities in late morning. Be aware of anything that comes across your desk that looks intriguing. Follow that lead. It may well take you somewhere you want to go. Lucky, as I said, energy through evening, just good fortune aspects. Then as we get into late evening, I think we're really being asked to find time for meditation, spiritual centering, do something that gets you in a place of connection, not disconnection, not a good time to self-medicate or lose yourself in something, even sugar, that takes you away from that sense of what is the bigger connection, how we all are here. Overall, just a really good day for getting things off the ground, especially in community. Same for Wednesday. Wednesday does not have that kind of discomfort energy that I talked about Tuesday morning. Wednesday is very high gear, high energy for anything that has to do in the communication realm. Also keep in mind this whole week, Jupiter is now direct. It went direct last full moon on Friday. So things are really kind of out of the park with people wanting to move forward. And you really will get that group momentum energy behind you if there's something you've been organizing or a part of an organization. You will really feel a thrust, especially by midweek. And work with people who are responsible people with integrity. Your opportunities or availability to meet them, and if you're one of them, you're out front and center. So that just really moves ahead as of Wednesday. The moon goes void, of course, at 1:40 a.m. Thursday morning, the 15th. And again, all these times that I give are Eastern time, so do your adjustments wherever you are on the planet. So once the moon is void, of course, in those wee hours of the morning, a lot of people will be sleeping depending on where you are. Certainly here in the East Coast, as I'm talking, a lot of people sleep at those points in time. And so that's a great way to be using a void of course energy. When the moon is void of course, the moon is not making any geometric aspects to another planet. So we are not as emotionally invested in outcome. And so astrologers usually recommend that people don't launch, begin anything, or get too invested in the outcome of something during those periods of time, because people tend to do their biggest thrust or put their money when they are emotionally invested in something. At 6:17 a.m., the moon enters the sign of Pisces, where it stays for a couple of days. Once it's in the sign of Pisces, we are approaching the last quarter moon. So what this means is there's another thrust to finish up any sort of tasks that are hanging that you want to get out of the way or off your desk. The other thing to keep in mind is that that particular morning, early morning, there's a Sun-Saturn configuration that's pretty intense, actually. And what this does is it really demands step up to the plate to something that matters to you. And so there may be some very decisive, where are you putting your heart, money, energy, and time? So if this has been up for you this week, then make that cleave or make that decision, ideally by that time in the morning, because then you really are, if you haven't made it by that time, it's going to become crystal clear for you. Okay, I have to do this. And it's always more comfortable to be proactive in those situations than to feel they are happening to you, like someone saying, I'm sorry, this is, you know, you just can't do this, or this is the way it must be done. Be an agent, if you can, of your own decision making. It usually feels better. So then it's a pretty dynamic day. Again, the moon is in Pisces. So when the moon is in Pisces, highly creative, highly intuitive, very strong healing energy. Go with the flow, go with what you sense. And we have different places where we sense this is the right thing to do or this is what I must do. For some of us, it comes from a sense of survival. For other people, it comes from an emotional well. Find your comfort zone with how you make your decisions, because somewhere in your body, you're making decisions. Your head tells you different things sometimes than what your body is actually telling you. And when we lose that biologic connection, we're losing our way to our intuitive innate wisdom. So it's good to kind of get into that place, whatever it is, especially on a day like the 15th, when the juices of that Pisces moon are really allowing that sense of what is my true north. And each one of us has a specific way in which we can find that. And those of us who are more in touch with it than others seem to have a fortuitous or a lucky life, because we're moving in ways that are not fighting our own inner current. So that's all true and very juicy and available on the 16th, on Friday as well, with that nice moon in Pisces. And the planet Neptune appears to go backwards from our perspective. It stays frozen in the sky and then we'll start moving retrograde. So at that point it begins its cycle where it looks like it's moving backwards from Earth's perspective. And when Neptune's retrograde, which it will be for months, we have more of an opportunity to really tap into that intuition and spiritual heart. And so, you know, if you've got a creative project on the table, make a pact that you're going to stay with it and work with it for a period of time, because it will bear fruit. So then 7:33 a.m. on Saturday, the 17th, the moon goes void, of course. And so it's void all morning. That will be a lovely morning to take a lazy morning. Don't rush anything. Stay in bed, take a brunch, putter in your garden, whatever it is that makes you feel very in touch with the sensual part of being alive. Let's see, at 1:55 p.m., the moon enters the sign of Aries, very different energetically from that lazy, delicious morning. Suddenly, we're in fifth gear and moving very quickly to when we will have our conversation on next Monday. So the moon is in Aries pretty much from mid-afternoon on Saturday through Sunday, which is Father's Day, and I'll talk about that in another second, and then into Monday. So this particular jettison of energy is very electric. It wants to move unfettered. It wants to take action, very impulsive, very spontaneous. If possible, if you've got things planned for the weekend, fabulous. Just know that everything is going to happen with tremendous spontaneity. And if you don't have things planned, know that things may come up and you may suddenly say, yeah, sure, I'd love to drive to whatever. And just this kind of take off, move out energy comes in. Father's Day, for those of you who do anything about Father's Day, have a father, are a father, acknowledge father. Father's Day does have this kind of impulsive, fast energy as well. If you have a relationship with your father, that's a nice one, then it can be a very dynamic, enjoyable day. If you have a relationship that's fraught or you've lost your father, it can bring up all kinds of stuff and feelings, which it certainly can, even if you have a lovely relationship with your father. It's very much a day about defining what you mean. So saying things that maybe are hard to say. So if you have a lovely relationship with your father, but you never really say certain things, you may find that that is up for you. It can also be, just because of the configuration between Mercury and Saturn, it can be a challenging day in some way with siblings or neighbors. And again, this isn't bad. It's just what it's really asking is to define the lines of communication, to say what you mean in a way in which it can be heard. Now, with the moon in Aries, sometimes we say things too quickly with too little thought. So that certainly isn't how you want to deliver messages. You want to deliver messages in a way where someone can hear it and receive it and use it. So anyway, that's the Father's Day thing. Very inspired, crackling, high activity day. Can be incredibly enjoyable, but pay attention to communication. That's the main piece I'm going to say about that. And then the 19th Monday, before we speak again, the moon, it goes void, of course, at 3:42 p.m., tremendous impact work day up until that point in time. So get it done, get it in motion, wrap it up, make it happen. And then before we talk again, the moon will have gone into the sign of Taurus at 5:53 p.m., and I'll tell you more about that next Monday. Susie.
Okay, so it sounds like a fun weekend and a fun week yet again ahead of
always.
Us.
Always.
And so I just want to understand correctly, Neptune goes retrograde exactly when?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say the time. That is good to know. It goes retrograde at 7:10 a.m. on June 16th Eastern Time. So you're right. When planets
exactly
go,
on my birthday.
Yes, I know. We'll have
We're going to,
do
be
your
tapping
solar
into
return.
The intuition and the spiritual heart. So I find that all just extremely good timing.
Right, right. And music, tremendous day for music. I didn't mention that, but that'll be fun.
Which is also fantastic, because if anyone would like to join us, we're going to be in New York City on Friday the 16th of June, celebrating, and I'm just going to give a quick little plug here to my dear, dear friend Michelle De La Fava, who is singing with Richie Vitale. These are like absolutely world famous jazz musicians, and people might know Michelle. She used to sing many years ago on the Dean Martin show. Back in the 70s, and you know, she traveled around the world with Bob Hope singing for the veterans, and she's just an amazing singer and just a very beautiful person, and we actually share her birthdays the next day. So join us at the Metropolitan Room for internationally acclaimed jazz artist Michelle De La Fava. And she's not just jazz, actually. She's everything. And we'll be celebrating birthdays good old Gemini style. So please join us. So, Pam, the Neptune goes retrograde for quite some time, years?
Oh, no, months.
Days,
months.
Hours, months, months.
No, it goes retrograde for months. And when it's, I mean, basically you can think in terms of the outer planets, they're usually retrograde for about half a year, because it's, they're very slow moving planets. So when they're retrograde, they take months and months of time. And, some of us are born, you know, you're either born with the planet retrograde or direct, but it's not unusual, in the case of a fast moving planet like Mercury retrograde, of course, that's only 3 weeks that, the planet is retrograde, three or four times a year. With the planet like Neptune, it's retrograde for months. So it's subtle and it's deep, and it's just when a planet is retrograde, the process through which it operates becomes more unconscious. And since Neptune is by its nature considered a more intuitive, unconscious energy, when it's retrograde, which it will be actually through mid-November, so that's how long it goes, we can tap more into deeply that kind of things. Things like deception, or things that are unfathomable become even more so when Neptune is retrograde. And when it goes direct in mid-November, things will probably be revealed that had been kept under the surface. So this is true for an individual, and it certainly is true. We see it on the world stage in the news and things, where suddenly things will come out or be revealed, not as profoundly as a planet like Pluto when Pluto goes retrograde, but with Neptune, it tends to have more to do with things that are spiritual, things that are creative, but also anything that's about a deception or a sleight of hand.
Okay.
You're thoughtful.
So, yes. So
I'm
just thinking
tremendous for people who do psychic or intuitive work. It's that you can get deeper in esoteric realm and study. And then when it's direct, it's like, it's like whatever was gestating or getting understood becomes more there's more of an ability to articulate and share. So that's another way one can use it.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So let's get into the articulation of the spiritual heart with our meditation. So we'll go into our meditation for about 10 intense minutes. And when we do this, we always ask that people are in somewhat of a meditation space or situation. So it's best not to be driving a car or something like that, because this is like a 10 minutes of like putting yourself through a wind tunnel energetically and getting a big turbo boost. So if you can, find a position where you can sit, you can relax, you can close your eyes, and you can just chill out for a turbo boost. And, of course, we know of the incredible biological effects on with meditation, that our body drops into a very particular state where our immune system starts working better and everything's flowing better. So you can use this little 10-minute meditation to be also like a healthy thing that you work with every day. Okay, let's get started. And just closing our eyes and taking a deep breath. Dear loved ones, we are the master teachers, and as we breathe together, taking in all of the love from around you and allowing all of the love inside you, and then breathing all of the love out of you. So the in-breath is breathing in love, the containment of this breath is holding love, and the exhaling of the breath is sharing the love. Understanding that there really are no boundaries between you and what you consider the outside world, that there is this beautiful, interconnected nature of the universe that you are always participating with in at all times. And this participation is dependent on your thinking, on how you are perceiving yourself and perceiving the world around you. And you are able in a split second to alter your perception, to literally alter where you are. In fact, you can alter where you are physically, even given enough self-confidence and self-awareness, you can really become a transporter of yourself, transporting yourself into different locations or different time zones, because you are able, dear loved ones, to transcend time and space and to transcend all of what you consider reality, because you are a creator of this reality. So as you deepen into your most expansive state, the most expansive state of this soul, of this spirit, of this awareness, of this consciousness, of this being, you spread out far, far, far further than this physical form. You spread out into the entire universe. And this is so important now for people, for beings, for human beings to understand that where you are and what you are is such an underestimation, because you are all-powerful, all-creative beings. And what is happening now is that you are deepening more and more into this spiritual state, into this expansive state, into your own intuition. So let us give some pointers, and many of you know these all so well. But just again, let us remind you from
from your higher consciousness, from your highest awareness, that everything that is happening now with you, to you, on you, at you, around you, inside of you, is only happening because of your perception, is only happening because you are in some state of perception, some state of creation and awareness. So when you open your eyes and you see things, you hear things with your ears, you analyze things with your brain, this is through this form of being that you are now. And for example, we can say, close your eyes, shut down your ears, stop thinking, and what happens then? Where are you then? What are you then? What is happening then? So what is this ability to receive? What is this ability to perceive, to analyze, to process? And then, again, perhaps to take that information or movement or energy and literally put it outside what you believe, outside of your body, as a spoken word, as a gesture. What is all of this communication? And what is the purpose, the meaning of all of this? Does everything have a meaning? Or is everything just happening? Does every single leaf on the tree, as it is growing, does it have a purpose, a function, a meaning, an individuality? Does it have consciousness? Is it a sentient being? Does it think, oh my gosh, the winter is coming, and one day I must die? What is, dear loved one, the ultimate motivation? What is the deep underlying motivation that makes you open your eyes and perceive this world? What is it that allows you to open your ears, to open your mouth, to open your arms and hug somebody? Is it simply being, to be, to simply be, to enjoy, to exist? How much are you able now to just drop down deeper and deeper and deeper into yourself? Yourself that is completely connected to all that is, but into the sovereign field of the self, and to experience simply being, without any goal, without any perspective, without any need for meaning, just to simply be the pure awareness, the pure experience of just being, to sit ever so still and simply listen and simply be, where the mind has become quiet, and even where the heart is quiet. And where there is no essential need, no deeper meaning, no quest, no journey, no path. No points, no karma, but just being, And as you bring into this place yourself, as you become simply just being, allowing the senses to just be sensing. But there is no collapse of the waveform, there is no processing of information, there is no analysis, but just being. We invite you to be in this place of just being more and more in your meditation, to be more and more in this place where you can allow the chitter, the chatter, all of the movement to come to stillness, and in this place you can go deeper. In this place there is more and more space. And in this place there is such depth to your loved ones. Beginningless and endless. The depth of you. The depths of the infinite universe. Freedom, liberation, and great peace. And allow this peace now to exude from your body, from your being, and to ripple into the world around you. Neutrality and peace. And we thank you. We are the Master Teachers, and we are complete. So just take a few deeper breaths. That type of peace is something that I think we all need on a daily basis for a little bit more than 10 minutes.
Absolutely, especially once Neptune goes retrograde. Indeed. So the meditations that Susie offers after I do the astrology are just really wonderful at just kind of, I would say it's almost like an internal programming that sets us up for really being able to actualize the information for the week, so you don't really have to think about it so much. It's just we get aligned with what's happening, with the flow of it. So I always really love those. And
Whew. Yeah, really.
So for those who want the shorter versions, again, stokethefire.guru, you can find out more about what we do every week. But lovely. And so there's that, stokethefire.guru, to find out about Susie and my work. And then to find out about me, it's insightoasis.com. And there you can find out about how I work with people just once. Sometimes people just come see me once, and they just get all this wonderful information, and then it's bye, off they go. And then I do have many clients who work with me in an ongoing coaching way, where I'll be very specific about dates and timing and the relationships in their lives, questions that have to do with their work. I do that for couples as well as individuals. And the new moon gatherings that I offer at this point locally, but I am actually creating ways to do that more via teleseminar and audio. So, Susie, why don't you tell everybody about your work again?
Sure. So I can be reached at susiemazzoli-healer.com or Energy Healing School New York.com. NY, not New York, NY, sorry. And So I should actually speak a little bit more about the course, because we are starting again three new courses in September, and the courses are filling up. So if you'd like to join us, please do contact me. The school is in New York City in Manhattan. It's also upstate in Stone Ridge, New York, and also by webinar, international webinar. So people can join us from all over the world. And what we're studying is energy healing. We do the three Reiki attunements, 1, 2, and 3, throughout the year. We study the chakra system very much in detail, looking at hands-on healing techniques, crystals, nutrition, words, action, plant medicines, oils, everything. But especially we're looking at the emotional and mental makeup of disease and illnesses, both acute and chronic. We're also working with sound healing, with crystals, with compassionate listening. We're working with metaphysical concepts, earthing, psychic development. I also talk a little bit about nutrition and herbalism, which is also my background, and homeopathy, because I am actually a professional homeopath, and connecting to what I call the multiverse, which is where we go a little bit into shamanic traditions and star people. And we meet one day a month only, and it's a jam-packed day, and we meet in New York City on a Saturday, or for people that can't do weekends, there's also a course once a month on a Tuesday. That's usually very useful for people that are parents and aren't available on the weekends. And if you'd like to know more about the course, energyhealingschoolny.com. And there is a process to get into the school. I do interview everybody personally so that we have a really good match and that the people that are in the class are ready to just take off. And at the end of the year, you receive the certificate from the Art of Energetic Healing School, which is from the International Association of Reiki Professionals, so that you can already start working straight away when you finish the course. And hopefully you will be interested to join us. So please contact me. And for private sessions, susiemazzoli-healer.com. And I am available, again, by Skype, FaceTime. I do a lot of work now internationally, basically through the technology of the Internet. Thank you. and you can also see me in person in New York City. So, Pam, it looks like we have another fantastic week ahead of us, including that Neptune going retrograde and the wonderful birthdays that are coming up. Happy birthday to all the fellow Geminians.
Absolutely. And again, look for us on StokeTheFire.guru. Those of you who sign up for subscription now, there's a couple of fabulous bonuses. One is that if you sign up for a 6-week segment, you can get it at half price. And then the other, which is really, really delicious, is if you sign up for a year subscription, you can have a consult with either Susie or myself. So that's a session on the phone with either Susie or myself if you sign up for a year subscription, which is a wonderful bonus to get for a year subscription. So that's StokeTheFire.guru. Susie, I think we're ready to go.
We'll give you a little last word from the Master Teachers. And this is from the book Infinite Universe, Journeys with the Master Teachers, A Simple Guide for Being Here Now, I published this several years ago now. And I'm very happy to say that we now have a Spanish translation, and it will be published by the end of the year in Spanish. So this is actually from 2010. So there we go. It's time to publish a new book. So from the Master Teachers, here is our quote for the week. The knowing is there without words. It is fathomless and indescribable. So lots of love from Stoke the Fire team. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Love now.
Bye-bye.